Would you like to go with me?
She's with the best-looking boy in the senior class.
He's trying to trick me again.
She'll be voted queen of the prom.
You know, I can make sure that you don't hurt Carrie White anymore.
For Carrie, it will be a dream come true. For everyone else, it will be a nightmare. Carrie.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Huttenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We get off topic. We spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
That wasn't a jump scare. That was a jump laugh, and you have not broken eye contact this whole time. I feel right at home. That was a noise that it made. Mm-hmm. It sounded like something else.
What did it sound like?
You know what it sounded like.
Pee-pee? Poo-poo?
Come. Think what makes the ladies happy?
Penis?
But vibrating.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. It's been a sex-heavy day, or every episode.
Fog puts me in the mood.
There's something about haze, man. I prefer a room being... smelling like haze. I prefer not to be able to breathe properly.
Right.
Is
it weird that I like the smell of a fog machine?
No, I love the smell.
Yeah.
It will make you hazy. Really
yeah, probably.
Quick. You're probably like, who's this girl?
Right.
Who's this lady?
Hi.
You're probably like, who the heck's that? Who's that?
Who's this fog sniffing junkie over here?
well, this fog sniffer over here is one of my good friends. She's been on the pod before. If you watched the Halloween episode, you'll know. Exactly.
I still can't believe I nabbed Halloween.
You did.
That's a high honor.
People hate the classics here. Not people who watch it. You get it. Okay. Every month there's a show. Well, actually, several times a month now.
Too many times a month.
So many
months.
Horror
for
nerd.
My own health.
Horror nerd comedy. Horror nerd comedy podcast. Comedian. Amazing human. Horror queen herself. Samantha Hill.
That's, oh my gosh, thank you.
You are.
I feel really good today.
You are the spooky. You are the spooky queen. Like I love horror, but you breathe it. And
I think we both breathe it and fog machines. But I feel like it's both of our thing. I was just crazy enough to make an entire comedy show revolving around horror.
Yes. And your comedy career
Horror.
Horror.
I always feel
She's
like I
whore.
Have to say there's no W in front of it. That joke's been done many times.
Yes.
But
the amount of times when the podcast was horror at the store.
Oh.
They would call me whore at the store.
It's shocking.
And I was like, oh, look at
that clever man joke.
So clever. You guys are so good.
Oh my gosh.
They're so good.
They're so
freaking good. They're
I
so
know.
Smart. So I know we've done this before, but we're going to do it again for the viewers who haven't watched it. You like horror movies.
I do.
What are some of your favorites right now?
Right
it doesn't
now,
just be
or
current,
like,
or
always.
Like to, as today, as of today, what are your top four right
as
now?
As of today,
yeah.
Well, okay.
It doesn't have to be like, oh my god, what? Everyone's
such a evil question. This is the
favorites?
Sophie's choice of scary movies.
I'm not holding a gun.
If I had two kids or a copy of Halloween, I'd save the copy of Halloween.
And priorities.
Sorry, kids, you're delightful. But priorities. So tops would be top three. I'm always just going to say Halloween, The Shining, and Beetlejuice. Because Beetlejuice counts. It's a comedy, but it's horror comedy. He's
a
demon.
It's a gateway.
That's my favorite as a kid. Yeah. But I would say new ones. You know, I just went to go see... it just came out not long ago. Dangerous Animals.
Okay.
That was good.
That's fun.
Probably my new favorite shark movie because I'm a shark nerd advocate. I love
sharks.
I took my poor boyfriend to Hawaii and like most girls are like, babe, let's get drunk on the beach. I said, we're going shark diving.
Yeah.
And get in the water.
See stuff?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I
Black
can't
tips,
swim.
Black tips, Galapagos. Yeah. I want to go back for tiger shark season so bad.
I can't swim.
Beautiful.
But I want to go.
You should probably be able to swim.
Yeah. So I'm like swim first, then sharks.
Yeah.
Like there's no in between.
Yeah.
Swim, then sharks.
Right. But that's what I loved about the film is that the shark wasn't the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Sharks are not bad guys.
It's man.
You know, but one of my favorite things in the world about Jaws, which is obviously an iconic film.
Yeah.
But when that movie came out, Peter Benchley, who wrote the book, was like, oh, no, wait, you guys, my bad. And then him and his wife, Wendy, went into shark conservation, which is kind of rad.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no such thing as a rogue white shark who's going to do what Jaws did.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's fake.
Ha ha ha.
But I love sharks. Yeah,
they're great.
So
sharks
much.
Are fucking great.
Yeah.
And then what was the first movie to scare you, horror or not?
It definitely, I mean, I have lots of material about, and it's right behind you. I would have not been okay with that as a child.
Yeah.
My dad let me see it when I was 8. And it just scared the living hell out of me. I still, to this day, remember the nightmares that I had about him. I still remember clear as day a nightmare about Pennywise chasing me through a Target. So I guess it could have been worse. Could have been Walmart.
That's so true.
But I still remember it. I remember I lived up in Northern California for a year, and our backyard was like a dark creek at night, no lights. And I wouldn't do the dishes because the kitchen window was just like blackness. And I knew that Pennywise was just going to come out of the darkness and just get me. So I was like, I can't do the dishes, Mom. Sorry. my dad, for some reason, had a white glove in the living room. I don't know how or where it came from.
Is your dad
a clown? Possibly.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. That's why I'm so rich and famous. I was so afraid of this glove, I made him burn it. Like, I made him put it in the fireplace. Because I was like, oh, it's for sure going to put his hand in it. He's going to kill me. I was legit terrified. And
the fact that you're like, no, Dad, you have to burn this. Not throw it away.
Burn it. I went like full Salem clown trial.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was legit.
How old were you?
It was a year ago. It was last year.
Yeah.
Even though I do remember my dad telling me that the movie that scared him the most was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Okay.
And my dad has passed. So yeah. I don't know if he was kidding or not. I assume that he meant that it was a really, really, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And he told me, I thought it was going to be, oh, like it's scary, like Pennywise, right? So I don't know if he was messing with me or not, but that was what he told me.
That's so
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So it's my dad's fault of how I turned out.
Good old dad. My dad, he denies that he ever liked horror movies. And I'm like, I came down and you were watching, like, do you remember that channel Chiller?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Chiller.
Yeah.
He was watching that and he'd be watching some crazy horror movie and then would like flip it to something else. And I was like, yo, I never watched horror. And I was like,
I was there.
A lie.
You're like, I was there, Dad.
Stop gaslighting me. Oh, no, you did. I know you did. So I gave you a huge list.
You did.
And it is overwhelming, and I realized that.
And I didn't realize that some of them that were highlighted were taken, so yeah. I was like, wait a minute. My mind melted a little
bit. Yeah, you were like, everything's taken.
Yeah, but then even once I realized, okay, the ones in red are taken, I was still like, wait a minute, my mind is still melting that not all of these have been done.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I saw Carrie was on there, I was confused.
Yeah.
Why is Carrie still on here? Why isn't, like, oh, maybe you mean the remake hasn't been done?
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, Carrie 2, The Rage hasn't been done?
Yeah.
But legit, 1976, Carrie hasn't been done?
No.
I swooped up on that so fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, today we also covered A Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, I just did that. Yeah. Like,
really?
I give people the choice, and usually people don't pick the classics.
Has Dream Warriors been done?
Yes.
Why is that not surprising?
Yeah.
Because I would have picked that over the original as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm also not a big Freddy person.
You know what?
He's not my favorite. We talked about this. I brought up the penis thing because I had to ask him, and he didn't have an opinion. It's fine.
Oh.
About if he was circumcised or not. He's never thought about that before. I'm like, see, normal people don't. Wait, I did a comedy show.
Yeah, I was like explaining
with them. Called Fudge Factory, where it's like the audience.
Fudge Factor, not Fudge Factor. Fudge Factor.
This is what
the parents would call their babies when they're in diapers.
This is my fifth pod today. So sorry. Fudge Factor, thank you.
You're Fudge, a delight.
Fudge Factor, where the audience writes down suggestions and puts them in a bucket, and then you like the comics pick them out, and then they joke about them or whatever, tell a story or whatever. And we did a combo with Horror Nerd, so it was like horror movie
things.
And every single one was literally about Freddy and if he, how he.
Bit of a fetish in Palmdale, apparently. Yeah.
If he could pee properly, if he was circumcised or not. And it's like, it's a glove. He can take it off. And I need you all to understand that.
Yeah.
Because everyone couldn't get past that. And like, right. You can take it off. I'm like,
He made the thing,
he
right?
He made the glove.
He can take it off.
Yeah.
Should
he's
he
not.
Choose to.
Yeah. He, if he.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has another hand. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
There's a lot of people who are just extremely Team Freddy and like, they, you know.
We love that for them.
I don't want to say I like the guy, but yeah, I don't not like the guy.
So you pick Carrie.
I did pick Carrie.
So if someone has never seen Carrie before.
Why not?
Why not? How would you explain it to them?
It's like the epitome of a good for her movie, mm-hmm. right? Where, you know, the protagonist oftentimes is bullied or goes through significant trauma and just kind of snaps by the end of the movie and takes revenge upon all the other characters who've done horrible things to them. But you're completely rooting for them, mm-hmm. 100%. And with Carrie, like, there's so much depth to it. There's so many layers. Like, on the surface, it's okay, not popular girl gets bullied by other girls and other high schoolers, yeah. and then she gets back at them. It's so much more layered than that. I mean, you know, it deals with like religious, like overzealous religious, like, yeah, whoa, mom. You have lost your mind because you're so like her mother, Margaret White, is so terrified of the concept of sin that she thinks everything is a sin. And she's not teaching Carrie how to be a human, yeah. at some point. I mean, in a way, not that it's. You know, I hate to bring it back to the Ed Gein situation because a lot of horror films are based on his relationship with his mother, but it's the same thing where the yeah. mother didn't even tell Carrie that menstruation was even a thing.
Yeah.
So that opening scene in the shower where she gets her first period, like yeah. it's heartbreaking because imagine if no one told you that was going to happen.
Oh, it'd be terrifying.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, am I dying? Am I dying?
Yeah,
hurt myself?
Which is kind of like the... You know, my mom growing up with four older siblings, like her mom kind of like forgot.
Yeah.
You know, to tell her. Because she's yeah. like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, you'll figure it out. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think I knew. I thought I pooped my pants.
Yeah.
And then I was like.
Wait a minute. This is different.
And I was like, I got my period. And then I told somebody. And they're like, do you need anything? I'm like, I don't know. You fucking tell me. It's my first period.
It's my first time.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Right.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then I told my mom and she was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but you could go to your mom and have yeah. that conversation.
Carrie
looks at her the wrong way. She gets locked in a closet.
Which is choky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. And then it has the most terrifying Saint Sebastian or whatever in the, I think that's what it is.
Oh,
the Jesus.
The thing. Figurine.
Yeah, figurine. Yeah. Which is the creepiest
yeah.
possible figurine. Like, what, you couldn't have, you don't like a better figurine?
Yeah,
is
right?
it because it's too hot and you can't?
Clearly.
He might be too hot.
And too sexual.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy. I mean, again, jumping around, but going back to the sin. I mean, the whole movie's sin. But when Carrie's mom is confessing about like, oh, when I had sex with, or, you know, I wanted a loveless marriage or like a sexless marriage. And when I had sex to have you, I felt sin of like mm-hmm. pleasure and... Mm-hmm. You were born out of sin, so, and you having all these powers now, that's because of that, because you have the devil in you, because right. I did that, so now I have to fix this.
Right.
And it's like, that's right. So,
like, where did this come from? I almost want to see, like, a prequel where it's like, what is Margaret White's mom like?
Yeah.
Where did she get all this from?
Yeah, what kind of mumbo jumbo is her mom?
I'm surprised that hasn't been done yet, actually. Yeah. Maybe we should write it.
That's what I was...
Yeah.
Like, today it's been a day of, like, prequels. Like, yeah. the Freddy prequel.
Oh, right. We were just talking about
or
that.
Or, like, a TV series. Like, do, like, a... But don't... Obviously, you can't do Robert Englund, but... Do like a there has to be some actor on this planet that can not live, not be him, but be close to
yeah.
him. There has to
yeah.
be one.
Somebody greenlit the monster series, the Ryan Murphy series,
okay.
right? Where
yeah.
you see how these serial killers.
Hot Ed Gein.
Right? You know what I mean? If it, I'm
Hot,
sure
sexy Ed Gein.
There is a market for it. So it could be done. I mean, would there be pushback? Of course.
Yeah.
But.
There's
pushback for everything,
yeah.
but yeah. And what's also really interesting about that movie, and I didn't really realize it until more recently, there's a lot of like red and blue. Like red is the devil, blue is good. There's a lot of innocence, devil. And it's really interesting. Like Carrie is always wearing blue outfits. Mm-hmm. Tommy Ross, when he picks her up for the prom, is in a blue car. Oh. But yet she gets chased down in a red car. And probably the coolest thing, if you think about it, and in the scene, the
prom,
the final
it's
prom,
like, she's blue. Yes. And it turns red. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So they made her literally see red. But it's kind of like, because Sissy Spacek is such an incredible actor, the eyes, obviously, the way she just has that, like you can see why she's doing what she's doing, which basically makes it good for her. You're like, I understand why she's doing this. Yeah. And she's technically, she's killing some people, but she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Although she is wrong about her gym teacher and
Tommy. That is kind of the sad part.
And apparently Tommy died via bucket.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a hot take, maybe.
Do it. Do it.
The gym teacher, do you have a life?
Oh,
do you have a life? And why are you, I understand she's trying to help, but she's like, oh, I was kissing boys when I was in high school and doing this. It's like, why, this is, now again, it's a movie.
Right.
It's a book. It's not real. Okay.
Right. It's a book and a movie.
Hold on.
I'm not really a fan. I'm not really a fan, Katie. I don't know why you made me do this episode against my will. There we go.
That's so good. Oh my God. The VHS is pretty. I love that.
God, I love a good like old bookstore, vintage store. Yep.
Fucking rock. Me, I hate them.
Okay, back to your hot take.
No, but if my gym teacher said that to me, I'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean,
the 70s. Yeah, they didn't have TikTok.
Also, I know they don't have, Carrie doesn't have any other friends.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, I get that. But
The overly sympathetic teacher. Yeah.
I watched the movie and I kind of watch other people and what they think of it. They're like, I missed something. And I've also have never read the book because as soon as I've seen the movie, it's really hard for me to go back.
To concentrate on it. Yeah.
That's then fair. I'm like picturing the character already.
Yeah.
She's overweight in the book. She's fat. And that's why they do pig's blood.
Right.
And that's why they make fun of her. Because I was like, why did they just carry Breeze? They're like, shut up, bitch. It's like, whoa, hey. But even if she's fat,
so what?
Breathing. Shut up. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
What? Crazy. Yeah. Bullying in old movies is hilarious to me because it's just so black and white and blunt.
It is.
It's like there's no, not that any bullying is ever like, you don't deserve it. But like, at least there's maybe some better reason than, I just hate your face.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I don't know, man. Kids are little a-holes. I was a really fat kid. I was a big kid.
Okay.
And I got bullied pretty relentlessly. And I felt very isolated. I felt very alone. And I'm an only child as well. So I think that's why still to this day I gravitate towards animals rather than people. I just feel a little safer. But kids who I never said a mean thing to in my life would call me, like Queen Fatty or Tomato Face, or because I also had like a really red complexion.
Yeah.
They were just brutal just to be brutal. But it's very similar to, it was the exact same thing of the opening scene where she's in the shower crying and they all, it's a mob mentality thing where they all were like, because humans, right, we're programmed to fit in. That's kind of like, back in caveman days, you couldn't hunt alone. You would probably die if you were like excluded from the crowd.
Yeah.
So we kind of have this innate desire to fit in. And even when people are being fucked up, you're like, oh, well, maybe I guess I should just do it too so that they like me so I won't be by myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's still happening to this day, especially politically. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, like, if you would get some of those people individually, they might have been a bit nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, like, the one girl who...
Sue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who clearly had a conscience and knew this was wrong, but was maybe afraid to go against the group.
Yeah, because it would... I mean, they'd all turn on her in a heartbeat, especially...
Oh, yeah.
The one gal with the red hat who never took it off.
Oh, PJ Souls?
She said, this is my hat.
Yeah.
And I wear it, even to prom.
Yeah.
I would rip that hat off. So the fact that she's not made fun of for wearing that hat. Right. Oh, I'd make fun of her.
Right. Why are we not going after her?
I was made fun of. I wore the same jacket. No, I wore the same jacket every day.
Yeah.
Maybe even 2 years.
Kids will find any reason. 2.5 years.
And they're like, why do you always wear that jacket? And I cried. I was like, oh my God. But I still have that jacket. And one day I will wear it and I will be like, it's the infamous red jacket. That's what people refer to it as. Oh, the infamous red jacket. I coined the name, but I was like,
that jacket should be like framed on the wall behind you.
Oh yeah. It was my brother's jacket. He's 12 years older. It's bigger.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I didn't need to wear
probably looks cool now.
Yeah. Now? Oh, sure. It's vintage.
Vintage.
It's cool. Middle school?
Not cool.
Mm-mm. I wore it every day. Girl, I thought the gauchos.
Oh, gosh.
And that. We're just going to be pulling all the men.
You're going to have, can we put in pictures right now? Could we show a picture of that?
I'm like, no. I don't want anyone to, if you want to look it up, look it up. But I'm not.
So that was a thing of the past.
I saw them in stores recently.
Of course you did. Everything circles back.
And I was like, no. And my mom was with me and she went, absolutely fucking not. I'm like, Mom, can we get these? And she was like, no, no, trauma for you. And I'm like, I know, it's bad. It's bad. Can't with that. But the I liked the, and I thought it was insane, the gym class punishment.
Oh, yeah.
The gym teacher's like, I'm going to punish you girls. One, by slapping one of you. PJ.
She had it coming.
And then, but also like the high knees. We're going to do high knees in
place.
Those
are hard.
They are. I just thought that was silly. And like, I didn't realize that it was, again, I've seen, you know, I watched the movie, but then I do research because, you know, he missed stuff. I thought it was just gym class. I didn't realize that it was the punishment.
Detention gym class. Yeah.
And I was like, is this all gym classes in the 70s? I was like, is this how you worked out in the 70s?
Right.
But then I was like, it's punishment. So it's not supposed to make sense.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be unbearable. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me as like a bigger kid, that would have been torture for me. I would have been dying and coughing on the field. All those girls were in like pretty solid shape. They should have been able to do it without whining so much. They just didn't like to be caught. They didn't like to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah. As most bullies don't.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think part of the reason why I instantly chose Carrie, because I've always loved Carrie. I mean, I saw it. I don't remember the first time I saw it, to be honest, ages ago. I've seen it many times. But I completely re-fell in love with it just last October because I got to do this incredible series. It's called Last Remains at the LA Conservancy.
Yes.
And LA Conservancy is an amazing, like, a historical society, basically where they educate and preserve historical buildings around Los Angeles.
Yes.
And so they wanted to do, like, a spooky Halloween series. Mm-hmm. And one of them, I think it was, gosh, was it Adrian? I can't remember. One of them happened to just see my show at the mortuary, Missing at the Mortuary in Pasadena, which is another like iconic landmark. Great. Lots of true crime, dark history there.
Haunted.
But he reached out, was like, hey, we are looking for a host to introduce our scary movie festival. Would you want to do it? And I was like, oh my goodness, yes, I do. And he told me that it was going to be Young Frankenstein and Carrie. I was like, oh my gosh, how perfect. How perfect. So I kind of had to do, it was a very different experience for me as a comic because it was like I had to be clean and professional and historical and funny at the same time.
Yeah, and you're so like, how do you balance that?
Yeah, I worked so hard figuring out what jokes, and I wrote some new jokes and everything. But watching Carrie after going through that, and also, okay, backtrack, the week before I did a screening of Halloween where I introduced Halloween.
Yeah.
And I picked it at this place called Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. Beautiful old, it was like a silent movie theater. Yeah. Beautiful. I love them so much. So they said, pick a couple of movies you can introduce. So I picked Dracula, duh.
Yeah.
And then I also picked Halloween, duh.
Yeah.
I did Dracula, went swimmingly, so well. I did Halloween, and it was one of the hardest sets I've ever done in my life, to tell you the truth, which shocked the hell out of me because I thought, Halloween, I have Michael Myers on my arm. I'm a shoo-in. This will be great. They're going to love me. Well, it was like the hipsters of horror that night. It was like freaking Los Feliz got up with their avocado toast and decided to go to this movie screen. They didn't believe that I was one of them. Like, they didn't believe I was a horror fan. I think because I made the mistake of dressing up and looking really nice, because I was just really grateful to be at this beautiful theater. I thought, I'm going to look nice. But I didn't look like... I probably should have just worn my boots and my Michael gear, and they would have accepted me as one of their own. I say this with love. These bitches were testing me, trying to make sure that I wasn't a poser. So you know how I usually open my sets? I do a lot of crowd work. Hey guys, what are some of the first horror films you ever saw? What are your favorites? And they were only shouting deep cuts at me, and then just like, Cannibal Holocaust, Chopping Mall. Like they were trying to stump me. They just did not like me before I even started. I don't know why. Maybe because I wasn't wearing a mask. I don't know.
I love horror fans. They are such assholes sometimes.
I know.
And I did that when we were at, when we did Horror Nerd at fucking Midsummer Scream.
Yeah. They're so protective. And I have a horror.
Like, I'm like, oh, what were some of your favorite horror movies? And they'll like shout things out.
Yeah.
And then they're like saying these deep cuts, and you're like,
guys,
stop being so pretentious. Yeah. We know your favorite is something silly.
Right.
And if it is, if it is Cannibal Holocaust, you should get checked out. But
probably get that movie's rough.
Yeah. But like, you know, like, I know it's not this obscure movie. No. I know it's not.
You're just trying. It just
just trying to be an asshole. Yeah. And it's like, and I don't want to say they, because that's what they do, but that's what they do. And it's the same thing with comedy hecklers.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're trying to stump, and it's like, what's your problem? Like,
there's lovely, wonderful, supportive, for the most part, the horror community. They're they're cool great. As hell. But then there's the few elitists who think that they're, wow, in 1983.
They're like, shut up. Touch grass.
Yeah, touch grass.
Touch grass.
Touch grass.
Touch grass. Get a hobby, go outside, do literally anything else.
Dude, can I borrow that?
Yes, please.
The next time someone does, touch grass.
Touch grass, literally touch grass.
I'm turning red now. That's the funniest freaking thing I've ever heard. It was very that.
No, it's, I hosted a horror trivia a couple years ago on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, what is this still from? And I was saying movies it wasn't from, and it was like Barbara Crampton and another man. I forget what movie it was. And I was like, oh, Austin Powers, gold member. Right. I was like, it's Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me.
It's a joke.
It's Heather Graham. And they're like, how dare you say that about Barbara Crampton in this movie? Ba-da-da-da. I was like, oh my God, don't put some respect on her. And I was like, guys, ha ha ha, I am kidding. Oh, also,
bless.
Chill the fuck out.
Bless their spooky hearts.
It's also the same thing of like, if you say like, look, I don't like this movie. They're like, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? And you're like,
I cannot like something.
Take a deep breath.
You don't have
breath.
To like everything I like either.
You have an opinion too. Yeah. And guess what? Yeah, so do I.
That's okay.
And that's okay.
Right.
And you know what? I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to block you.
Yeah.
You need to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And guess what? And you're not, and I'm not, so leave me alone.
But that's the point of movies, is we're not all supposed to only like the same thing, or it's going to get kind of boring.
And I say this all the time. I really do. And in the wise words of the philosopher.
Touch grass.
The Grinch. No, the Grinch. Yeah. Even better. Oh, you're going to love this one too.
Yeah.
From Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Yeah.
One man's trash is another man's potpourri.
Delightful.
Right?
Delightful.
That's what I say about this podcast too. I'm like, it's not for everyone. Horror fans rip it apart. Horror fans rip this apart.
My show's not for everyone.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
It's also, horror comedy is not for everybody. Yeah. A lot of people hate it. And that's okay. Then watch something else. Go to a different show.
Right.
You don't have to do anything. Right. We live on a floating rock. You have a lot of options. You could stay home.
Or we prefer you stay home.
Yeah, maybe just stay home. Just stay home.
I had a guy once, we were doing the Believer edition, meaning all the comics only wrote jokes about religious horror.
Okay.
And it was very clearly that's what the theme was. Like, that's the way the set was decorated, everything. This guy just like sauntered in from the other room.
Oh, God.
And I don't think he knew what was happening, even though clearly the sign said horror nerd, religious horror. Like, it was very, very obvious. Yeah. But he sat and watched the show. And I remember he started talking to me during the show, like, oh, what is this? And then basically was like, oh, you run this stuff? I think what happened was he saw that I had a full room that night and just saw dollar signs and thought that I was going to just bring him a magical show and make him a bunch of money because he has this venue. So we talked back and forth the next day. And then when I said, cool, like, what's your budget? What? I'm like, so you're asking me to get you all these headliners, but you don't have a budget? I'm sorry. What? It was just this weird thing. He's like, yeah, I need you to fill 800 seats. I'm like, I'm sorry. What is your advertising? But like, I asked him legit questions and then he just kind of like, oh, I'll let you know. The next day I was talking to my friend Keith Graber, who's a regular on Fudge Factor. Yes. And he's like, oh, was that the guy at the bar? He's like, I know who exactly you're talking about. When I left, I heard him walk out and say, that was the worst fucking show I've ever seen. And he's like, also, I know the guy, I used to work for his company. He's like, he's actually very religious, very conservative. I'm like, then why did you want me to do your show? You saw my stage.
What?
I had like
Reagan.
And
why would you insult it and then ask? Hilarious.
Bless his heart.
Hilarious. Bless his heart.
Thought it was so funny. But the reason why, anyway, the reason why I brought up that screening of Halloween is because I felt like, I don't know. It the way that I felt so isolated and like I was such an outsider from what I thought was my people. I don't know. It was just a weird experience. So I did I introduced Carrie and it went great. And the fans that came out to that, they were lovely. Like they got they were super fun and lovely. And it was like having a bunch of big kid adults in a beautiful theater. It was a really, really wonderful experience. So LA Conservancy, thank you for having me. That was magical. But when I watched Carrie later that day and when the scene where she's looking around the room like, oh, I'm going to kill you all. I had never related to someone so hard. That's how I felt during my set when I was opening the Halloween show. And I literally like started crying because I was like, Carrie, I get it, girl. I get it.
I get how you feel.
I just saw the movie on a whole deeper level and it was great.
You're like, I'm going to kill everybody in this audience.
I'm going to kill everyone in this. I would love to seal the doors so often and just set it on fire. Yeah. Oh, you don't like my punchline?
Oh, no. I had a set on Valentine's Day and it was outside. It's so hard. Oof. And it was all like uptight rich people.
Oof.
And they were not there for comedy. Yeah. Every single comic bombed.
Yeah.
And my set, it was like, I had a guy go, oh my God. And I literally.
Oh no.
I literally, afterwards, they're like, give it up for Katie. And they were clapping. And I went, fuck all of you. I don't care.
Good.
I'm not going to see any of you again.
Good
I
for
hate
you.
All of you. And then some people kept coming up to me at the end. I was like, don't even come near
don't
me.
Don't even try.
Don't even come near me.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah. That was your good for her moment.
I've never hit somebody before and I'll do it today.
But there's always a day to start.
Today is that day. Get away from me. Yeah.
People do that. There are times when I thought I just completely ate it and they hated me the whole time. And then six, seven people, oh my God, you were so great. Then why don't you laugh on the outside?
Yeah, why?
Please, we need it.
When you do comedy outside, the laughs go up to God's ears, not your own.
You can't hear it.
Yeah, it's just they make God laugh.
But that's how you get good as a comic, though. If you get in enough trenches like that, you just stop caring.
Yeah.
And that's when you get good is when you don't care anymore, ironically.
Gotta stop caring.
Stop caring.
Stop carrying. Yeah. Carrying.
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 Stop. I see what you did there. Dude, you're like killing it today.
Thank you. Yeah. Killing it like John Travolta in that car, am I right?
Ayo.
Ayo.
He has some pretty bad jokes in there.
I like that she just kind of went. She kind of like did like a, it was just like a hard like spin. And then she just.
Yeah.
And it's just the look and then the harsh, and she's walking. Hey, girl, relax those arms. I know you just blew up a whole.
She can't help it.
She said, tight arms, straight arms,
she's
straight arms.
She's electrifying. She was the. Was she Grease Lightning? She was
Grease Lightning. Was this pre or was this pre? Post. Pre.
When did Grease come out?
When did Grease come out? I feel like it came out in the 80s. I feel like that's right.
No, not the 80s. When did Grease come out?
77.
Oh, so it was right after.
Oh my God. No, 78. 78. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
That's where they got the idea. That's why they cast John Travolta. It was like, well, he's already been in a lightning situation before.
Maybe let's put him in another one. Oh my God.
Put him in another one. Wow. I learned something today. I did. Also, fun story. So I had a lifetime ago experience where I thought I was going to be a documentary filmmaker.
Okay.
Right. And so I made one. Yeah, it was great. It's called Map the Music. And it's about like the power of music, the therapeutic value of music, all of that stuff. Long story short, when my dad passed, like I just kept going to concerts. It saved my life. And so I decided to make a film about it. And I interviewed a bunch of musicians. And I happened to interview Skylar Fisk, who is Sissy's daughter. And Skylar's lovely. She's an actress as well. You've definitely seen her in a lot of great stuff. Super sweet, very talented, beautiful voice. So I used to go to Skylar's shows and just hang out. But Sissy would come. And let me tell you, Sissy is the most adorable stage mom on the planet. She'd been in the back like, "You're doing great, honey. Yeah, woo!" She was just like the best cheerleader ever. And everyone was just so tickled by it. And Skylar was like, "Mom," it was just the sweetest thing to witness, honestly. And she was so nice, like doesn't act like she's Sissy Spacek or Carrie at all. It's just completely normal. I mean, really, really, that was a cool experience. Like, yeah, she's
that's
really
amazing.
Cool. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So you see why I chose Carrie now. I have all this.
You love Carrie. You love her. You love her. So I take it. Were you? Did you have prom king or queen at your high school?
Oh, I was going to say, was I? No. Yeah. Did we? I think we did. I couldn't tell you who they were. I couldn't tell you.
My freshman year, they stopped because they kept nominating people to bully.
Come on.
As a joke. Yeah. And so it stopped like forever. Like it's still to this day. It's been 10 plus years.
Maybe that's why I don't remember.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I always wanted to be on prom court. I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I was never in that group. I was never popular enough.
Yeah, no.
I got bullied, but like as more as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually because of
middle
my stutter.
Middle school was rough.
Because of my stutter. But like,
yeah.
Otherwise, but then I started getting aggressive. And then, yeah, they knew I was aggressive. Not like, but like verbally, like I'd be quiet, but then I would like say something.
You snap and you fight
back.
And
they'd be like, "Whoa,
yeah,
hey, I didn't expect that from you." And I'm like,
"Yeah, well, don't try it again.
I fucking kill you.
Yeah,
I'll kill you.
God, I wish I was more like that.
I'll kill you.
I think I just cried.
Yeah, I cried. Well, there was crying first, and then I got fed up, and then I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of girls who were also super religious. Connection. Okay, fish to carry. They would not make eye contact with me when I talked to them. They'd be like this and be like, "Oh, that's cool." Da, 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 da. And I
like as a way to dismiss you.
Yeah, that like pretend like I'm not there. Like, "Oh, that's really cool. Yeah."
Wow. Like,
I would be like, "What are you looking at? I'm right here. What are you looking at? Do you struggle with eye contact? You struggle. You should get that. You should go to a doctor because you might be on
contact." It's amazing what like because when we're kids, we're in high school. Like we're not. We don't understand what really matters and what's a bunch of shit yet. Like, we don't know, like, you're being an idiot when this is a you problem, not a me problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could go back to high school or to middle school specifically or to elementary even, because that's when I started getting bigger.
Yeah.
I wish I could go and defend my child self and be like, "You see her? This is her, the highlight of her life."
I would love to do everything from preschool to, honestly, I'll go to the end of college at, like, times five speed. But with my brain, but as a kid, and do it then, I think that would be so powerful. Right. I would, the people who made fun of my stutter, if you had me now, you're fucked.
Yep.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
I had a guy who made fun of me relentlessly. We were BFFs in middle school, and then he like turned on me because he got popular or whatever. And then he's in LA, and he's like trying to hit me up, trying to go on a date with me. And I was like, everyone's like, "Don't do it." And I was like, "I kind of want to."
Oh, it might have been fine. It would have been worth it.
I kind of want to.
Did you do it?
No.
It would have been worth it.
He never followed up. It was just a very LA man thing. Yeah, but I was like, because then, I would have made a scene.
Brought some pig's blood. Yeah.
I would have been like, "You embarrassed me so bad as a kid. And this is for me as a kid. I'm going to stab you in the heart." And I just killed him.
I feel like I'm seeing another side of you
today. No, I wouldn't kill him.
That
no.
I'm actually quite okay with. I like
him.
It.
I wouldn't kill him. Maybe. No, I wouldn't.
Just
with verbally.
Just
verbally.
Severely wound his ego.
Verbally. That's all. Assault him.
But also, I wonder if maybe allegedly. He would have remembered him and been like, yeah, I was a douche. Sorry. I'm always curious.
Some people are just douche to the core. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was super nice as a kid, and then he saw something happen in that puberty.
He wanted to, he wanted to fit in. That was what we were just talking about. He wanted to be part of the cool kids.
Totally.
And cool kids, mob mentality. They're a bunch of a-holes.
The mob mentality is crazy.
Yeah.
It's not fun. And it's, you know what? I've learned that sometimes it's better to be alone.
I learned that. And I was okay with it eventually.
Yeah. Took a while to be like, I'm better off alone.
Yeah.
I'm better off
alone. But now it's fine. It's like now I'm so much more. I have so many wonderful people in my life. Yeah. But you have your core group. You don't need 50 friends anymore. Yeah. You're like, dude, I've got like, 5-10 really, really solid people.
And if Carrie would have just hung out with.
I know. What would have happened to her now? She probably would have been real cool now.
Right.
And yeah.
Maybe she like stops living with her mom.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
But imagine if that's all you know.
Yeah.
You don't know
leave.
That you have options to be your own person. You don't know that's an option if you're kind of brainwashed.
Yeah.
I mean, this poor girl, that was straight up abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's so many like interesting nods in there. Like when she's cutting up the carrot, I'm like, oh my God. That carrot has some meaning for you, doesn't it, Margaret?
You're like, Jesus Christ. Or like when, what's the director?
De Palma.
Thank you.
Who did a killer job
on
that.
But his movies are like very, not to keep bringing up sex, but like that always, and horror movies are sex. It's a very like, almost like, erotic in like a way, like there's that undertone, and it's like Carrie's not that, but there are moments of like when Carrie's mom, she like moans like in like an excessive way, and you're like, whoa,
which is probably like the closest thing to an orgasm she could enjoy that she would ever have.
Yeah,
it seemed like she was like there was a release for her, like oh, my evil daughter is killing me, is taking me out of my misery. Maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely bizarre.
Yeah. And I watched the dead meat kill count on this. Shout out kill count. And something I never noticed, I don't think I ever would have noticed this in Carrie. In that scene where, Carrie has the knives and they're flying at her mom, there's clearly a wire.
Oh,
you can clearly see a wire.
You mean it's not really telepathy?
No.
What do you mean?
But I was like, I've never seen that, and I really am sad that I learned that because I think it's telepathy.
What is?
Yeah, but it's like as soon as you start to do that, like that practical element, you're like, okay, it's a film now. It's not like this world
story
that you can like escape off into. I did enjoy with one of the behind the scenes shots when Tommy and Carrie are at the dance.
Yeah,
and there's that spinny shot that goes on for.
Yeah, it really does.
The camera crew actually they were constantly spinning. That take was about 2 minutes. They did, I think.
Did they get sick?
Oh no! After the end of the take, they all fell because they were so.
Oh, wow.
Like their
equilibrium
was off so much.
Oh.
That they all, like, the whole crew, like, collapsed together because it was just so much.
Yeah.
And that shot was hell for them.
It was worth it. It was an amazing shot.
It's a beautiful shot.
It's like they're on their own planet. They're, like, in another solar system in that moment, which is really cool.
And that is the most prom-looking prom I've ever seen. Like, that's when I expected prom. Like, that's what it should have been.
At Bates High School, right? Do you think that's a nod to Psycho?
Oh, absolutely.
It has to be, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff in the book, I mean, again, going from what everyone has said, I've not read the book, and you can probably tell me better, because I'm assuming you've read the book.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of scenes in Carrie, so I'm sure that aren't in the book. So I'm sure that
that's kind of the normal, though, right?
Yeah,
it seems specifically with Stephen King, even though I think Carrie was the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Because it was his first book.
Yes.
Which I always wonder. I'm like, what?
It was 2 years after the book, and
right,
they spelled his name wrong in the credits. I think.
No way, really?
I think so.
King Oh, Steven. Steven. I was like, how do you spell King wrong?
Two G's.
Oh, God.
A Q.
But, like, I always wonder what possessed him. Like, you know what? I'm going to open my book. I'm going to have a menstruation scene, which is so, like, thoughtful.
That also, seems as
like
a man.
But, like, a man, why did you come up with that? Because.
Probably because it was also, like, horrifying for him.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, I mean, if you're a man.
Yeah.
I imagine that that's what it would be like.
If you want to sneak anything into a concert or an amusement park, just put it in a pad. They will not look. They will not look. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I think we all know that trick, though.
Yeah. You got to do that. It's not hard to do that. But yeah.
It's
really not. Yeah. I mean, periods are scary. I mean, they're not scary, but like, you know, when you're a kid and when, I mean, when you're.
They're not fun. They're not enjoyable. They're really not enjoyable.
Do you remember when you got yours?
I don't actually. Okay, it must not have been so horrible if I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember if it was normal age or early. I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why I don't remember certain things.
That's okay. Are you okay?
Uh-oh. Am I okay? Probably
Uh-oh.
Not.
Uh-oh.
Probably not.
Yeah, I was.
No, I don't know. I guess maybe it just wasn't that big of a deal for whatever reason. I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, my mom, you know, I could talk to her about stuff. But I don't remember having a sex talk. My parents just kind of let me figure shit out, to tell you the truth. They never forced me into anything. They never, like, made me play piano or taught me, okay, this is what you do. The one time, I'm not religious, maybe because I didn't grow up with it. I mean, the one time that I do remember them trying to take me to church because my grandma was in town, we go, and my first thought was, oh, you want me to go in this big boring room and be quiet for 2 hours? I'm going to be a little brat, so I get to leave. So I threw a fit and I got to go home. I just didn't want to be bored.
Yeah.
That's all I knew. I didn't know what they would be talking about or why. I just knew this is going to be boring. There's a bunch of old people in here.
Yeah. I remember when my parents would leave me with my grandparents, who were super Catholic, would go to church with them. And my grandma would give me a notebook and a pen. Meanwhile, the kid behind me had their DS. And I had a DS too, but I wasn't allowed to bring it. And I was like, Grandma, I'm going to literally stab my eyes out with this pencil. So bored. I could not care less. And now the only time I go to church is when someone dies on that side of the family because they're all Catholics. And they have the most dramatic, they're beautiful. The most dramatic, sad funerals. They're not a happy funeral. No funerals are happy, but like, you know what I mean? It's not like a celebration of life. Like these are
like
this is
doom
sad.
And gloom.
This is always sad. It's just never.
Yeah.
You can't make them happy. Although the last one I went to I was like, can I run this? Can I have that?
Can I do some time? Give me the mic.
Can I do this? Cause you're bombing up here.
Yeah.
And it is my grandpa's funeral. So let me do a better job.
Your grandpa like a funny guy? Would he have liked you? To get up there and lighten the mood?
He was religious, and it wouldn't even be like me lightening the mood. It was just me doing the job better.
Yeah.
And it wasn't run properly. Yeah. I mean, he was a World War II vet, and he went on a 21-gun salute, and he only got 16.
Oh.
I was pissed about that. I was like, what the hell? It was outside of a school in Milwaukee because the school was attached to a church, and the kids were out at.
Oh.
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, but they asked for permission apparently. But I was like, where's the 21 shots? Because this is.
If you're gonna do 16, you just do 21.
I was like, I'm pissed about this.
You've come this far.
The priest, pastor, whatever his name, I don't know, the MC. The host of the funeral.
MC.
The host of the funeral. He was like, I just got back from vacation in Indiana. It's my first funeral back, so I might flub a little bit. And I was like, you should not open with that.
That was his opener.
And then he proceeded to literally act like he's never read a book before. And I was like, can I do this? I guarantee you I do a better job. I do a much better job.
I mean, there have been so many times, and I'm sure you can agree, and you get up and you do your set, and you're like, in your mind, you're like, I am rusty. I don't want to be here. I don't remember. I don't have any jokes. I'm horrible. But you say that on the inside.
Yeah, you don't say that outside. As soon as you say that outside, you're going to bomb.
Yeah.
And that's, anyways, that was a funeral.
Should have just had Pennywise do it. It would have been more entertaining.
It would have been so much better. Man, it just, anything would have been better than that. But Carrie's mom would have been better than that. She probably would have crushed. It would have been like a 9-hour sermon.
Yeah.
Set? What do we call that?
Sermon set.
It's just a set because a sermon set. A sermon set have the same.
Yeah.
It's an S.
Yeah.
sperm. That feels right. That feels right. Oh, I also loved that the mom got busy finding every fucking candle in the entire world and lighting all of them.
And lit two of them on the bed. I mean, I like to live on the edge
sometimes.
Which
is impressive. It's impressive. Because, like, how did you do that? And how hard is your mattress? You can't have any pleasure in life with just a hard mattress. Yeah. Just a stone. Are you Fred Flintstone?
Bury that.
The town of Bedrock.
Bury that.
You should go back there because what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right? And it must have just smelled like a, just smoky, just like a chimney in there.
Yeah. You're telling me in that nothing lit. I mean, obviously things lit on fire at the end when stuff started, you know.
Yeah. Carrie started, I get that. Carrie was started,
That makes sense. But you're telling me in light, she had to light all of those and it was probably done by a match.
That took some time.
How many matches did she go? And it was.
Yeah. I don't know if she had anything better to do or anywhere to be, though.
Yeah, does she have a job?
Yeah.
What does she do? What does she do in her free time? Is it just
read the Bible? I think that's all she did.
You can only read that so many times.
I know. But she finds something new every time.
Girl.
A new sin.
Girl, touch every grass. Every
time. Touch grass.
Get a hobby.
Touch grass.
I mean, that is your hobby, but like find another one maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Embroider. You can take what you learned and embroider it or something.
Right. Bake cookies. Do a craft. Sell them at the church. Do a craft. Make some friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess
make some friends. You tell me you don't want any. You can't. Is that a sin to have friends? Oh my god! Sin to breathe. Then you know what she should have.
Then stop breathing.
then stop. Yeah.
Oh. Gardening could have been fun. She could have painted. The house could have used a paint job.
Anything.
And the house isn't there anymore, which is a bummer. Because I love going to like filming location. No, but I mean like the actual house is gone.
Because she burned it down.
Yeah.
That's why. No, what happened?
No, I don't remember exactly why it's not there anymore. I don't know if they did actually demolish it. I don't remember. I just know it's not there and you can't go to it, which makes me sad.
I also, every time I watch this movie, I always forget that the ending is not
the actual ending.
It's a false ending.
Yeah.
It's like a Vaseline dream.
It's that soft filter that like it's the same kind of softness, soft lighting, like when Tommy picks her up. Mm-hmm. It's like happy, everything's fine. But then when you notice that there's red roses that Sue's carrying, you're like, sign of the devil, uh-oh. And then I think even the lighting shifts a little bit. You realize, this is a hell scene. This is actually like a hell dream.
Yeah, Carrie's in hell.
And actually, I think Sue... and her mom, I think they're actually mother and daughter in real life. I think I remember reading that. I have to double check, but I think they are. That'd be really cool. Is it someone fact check us?
Tell us in the comments. They will.
Yeah,
they
will. I know.
They do. They do. It's that's sometimes it's fine. Sometimes I'm like,
you guys,
I love you. What?
You and Margaret need a hobby. Make friends.
Touch grass.
I appreciate enthusiasm. I'm like, and some people are just more like, I love proving you wrong. What?
At that rate.
If I'm wrong, it's cool for you to tell me that, actually it's this. Oh, cool. Thanks. All right. Corrected.
There's also different levels of passion.
Yeah.
And what we do. Like, I love horror, but like, I also like other stuff.
Yeah.
And I can do that.
Yeah.
But some people are like, you can't. And I'm like, you know what? And that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a champion balance, I would say. Yeah. Have some balance in your life.
That's huge.
I don't only watch horror films. Is it most? Yeah, probably. Yeah,
totally.
But I like to throw in some Disney.
Oh my God.
I like to throw in, I don't do rom-coms, but I would like to throw in, you know, some action, some fun. Sometimes you're in the mood for a drama.
I love a shitty rom-com, honestly. I've been getting in really into those, especially like the early 2000s ones. They crack me up.
They're so bad.
They're so great.
Now and then I'll be, rarely.
Tubi, late at night, I'll be like, let's go, this one.
Tubi is fun. Pluto TV is fun. There's just so much on there.
They're so fun. They're so fun. So in watching Carrie, whether for the first time or now, were you afraidy or not afraidy?
Not afraidy, intriguey.
Ooh.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Samantha intriguey. Samantha so intriguey. I'll see myself out. It's okay.
And that's the end, guys.
Good night.
Intriguey. Good night.
Catch me next week. Well, I'll be bombing at a funeral. But I will touch grass because it'll be outside.
And that's huge. And it's an outside funeral. Oh, God. That'd be so bad. You bomb an outside funeral? Oh, my God.
I don't know. I just know, like,
you were
when
scared.
I don't know because I don't remember the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the last movie that I remember being like legit scared of was It.
Yeah.
Soon after that, when I was about 10, I watched The Exorcist. Mm-hmm. And I think because I'd already seen a bunch of movies, I was a brat. I was already kind of like, I'd seen a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, just get to the pea soup part. And I didn't understand the brilliance of what was happening in that film until I rewatched it as an adult and understood everything.
Yeah, totally.
And now I think that movie's terrifying for sure on like an emotional, psychological level.
Totally.
Aside from the demon and everything. But I would say, okay, so that definitely, obviously It. Mm-hmm. The only other time I remember being freaked out, believe it or not. Well, no, there were two times. Freaked out was when the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with mm-hmm. Jessica Biel came out.
Okay.
I think it was my 18th birthday. Ooh. So I'm slightly older than you. Slightly older. I saw it with my friend Michelle and uh-huh. we were the only two people in the entire theater. It was like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday or something. And I remember coming home after that and thinking, oh, it was hot today. I should water the lawn. And I'm outside watering my lawn, looking over my shoulder. That was the last time I remember really looking over my shoulder.
Wow.
Thinking like, I know that Leatherface isn't like in Los Angeles, but he could be.
This is the one time he is. If I don't look right now,
he's here.
He's going to be there. Yeah.
The other creepy experience, and I wouldn't say I was terrified, but I was like, definitely I had the heebie-jeebies. And this movie's brilliant. The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Okay.
Again, was with my friend Michelle.
Okay.
And she was going to Berkeley at the time. We were at this really old silent movie theater up in the balcony, and I think we're the only two people in there late at night.
Oh, fun.
Seeing Exorcism Emily Rose in that way, I mean, those audio tapes that you would list that they were playing, in the, which I've heard the real ones, by the way, the actual, ooh. I forget, my goodness, apologies, I forget her name, the real girl, I forget her name, but it is based on a real person.
Okay.
So you can listen to her exorcism tapes, okay. And they're terrifying.
Okay.
They're pretty terrifying.
Hey, thank you so much.
No, it's a pass. It's a pass for you.
Okay. I'm okay. Yeah,
they're pretty terrifying.
Okay. I mean, I do like that stuff. I like the paranormal and like...
Oh, I'm fascinated by the paranormal.
It's so interesting, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime if I'm on the road, if I can stay in a haunted hotel, I will. I have.
Make it happen. Yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah.
So out of 10, what are you thinking?
For Carrie?
Yeah.
My first number that flashed was a 10. Yeah. I don't have any notes.
And that's right. And for you, that's right. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, it was great.
Yeah. I gave
probably why I chose it.
Yeah. And that's, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.5.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because it's still solid. It's not my favorite.
There's
but
a little,
okay.
Yeah, there's a little booger part of me that wants to go 9 just because what is a 10? What is perfection?
Well, it's also you. It's also whatever you personally think is a 10. And that's what the scale is.
I would say, like, probably the first time that I saw it, I probably would have said, like, 8.59, this is solid. But I think because I just had this.
All of the experience of it.
And like I felt her and I saw it on a big screen and I just had this other connection to this movie and I was going through a lot at the moment and I just saw it in like a 10 way.
Yeah. No, totally. I would always say Scream was my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Up until this week, actually. I changed it this week.
And you're allowed to do that. Yeah. What did you change it to?
Hereditary. Because I think it is an amazing movie. And
oh gosh, don't put me on that episode.
It's already been done.
Oh, good, great.
But I think that is, I know a lot of people hate it, and that's fine. And I understand why they hate it, but I genuinely have never been more scared. And I think that is the modern day for 2000s, 2010s or whatever. I think that is the modern day Exorcist, like that is our Rosemary's Baby type of thing.
I can understand that.
So I think that is our generations. Yeah.
For me, the part, the extremely terrifying and uncomfortable part of that movie was actually the grief. I wasn't worried about the demon.
Totally.
It was just the grief because I've experienced a lot of loss. And so I was like, F yourself, movie. Pass.
Too much. Yeah.
I watched it soon after my mom passed. And I was like,
God.
That's bad timing.
Yeah.
So, but I hated it. And my roommate also was like, I don't like it either. And then I rewatched it again not that long ago. I still was like, it's not for me.
Yeah. It's also in how you watch it, I feel like. If you're not in like a dark, dark room, because it's a dark movie. So, anyways.
Or in a dark, dark place to enjoy the tone and everything that's happening in there. It's, that might feel very cathartic, but.
Creep me out. It was creepy.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
It's spooky.
But This is the time of the show where you plug yourself.
Well, hello there. Yeah. Hi.
You can plug it. I think it's probably
well, hello there. Why do I keep going over here?
Because this is the wide. That's the wide. Sometimes I don't know when it'll go to the wide.
Because I'm doing like this horror over the shoulder, like the killer's right behind me.
You can do. I mean, it might go that way. It might. We don't know because we just kind of let the autopod do what it needs to do. Anyways, go ahead.
That's fair. Well, like we've been talking about, I host and created a show called Horror Nerd, no W, Horror Nerd. It's an all horror themed stand up comedy show. We base it, we've been doing it at the Hollywood Improv for 4 years now, which is pretty rad. We also do it at Missing at the Mortuary, which is the actual mortuary from, if you've seen The Mortician on HBO, David Sconce did some terrible things there in the 80s, and now we do wonderful comedy there. It's I love it. So we do it there. And then I shot my last special called Horror Nerd, Samantha Hale Horror Nerd. Available now on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, all the good stuff.
Yay! Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. She does all the horror things.
Yeah.
That's why she's the queen of horror.
But I had John Kassir called me the mistress of ceremonies. I'll take it, John Kassir.
Yeah, flex that shit.
Flex, people, baby. He's so cool, by the way. He was the nicest dude. He did stand-up before he did voiceover.
Fuck yeah. Everyone does stand-up. Of course. Everyone, there's always someone who does stand-up. And you're just like, of course it's stand-up. That's why I like you. That's why I was gravitating towards you.
Yep.
But guys, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy and all social media platforms. We also have a Patreon with extended cuts. So make sure to watch that. Sick, awesome. We covered that. And this is the fun part of the show where we give good or shitty advice about the movie, regarding the movie, about life and what we've, you know, yeah. So I don't think about it till this very moment. And here we go. Advice from Carrie that you can take with you everywhere. Don't bully, I guess. And if you do bully, revenge sometimes is okay. Yeah. But maybe don't revenge everybody. Don't just kill everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe pick and choose your battles.
Also, make sure you don't have PMS before you light a gym on fire. Because we've all wanted to. Am I right?
Yeah. We've all wanted to light a gym on fire. There it is.
Yeah.
That's the classic. You're a woman. You're on your luteal phase, and you're like, I just feel like setting something on fire real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there, done that. But guys, thank you so much for watching. Samantha, thank you so much for
being here. Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me do Carrie.
Of course. And guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
The night of the senior prom, the Bates High School gym is alive with excitement. Everybody is there, even Carrie White, the girl no one likes.
We're all sorry about this incident, Cassie.
It's Carrie!